92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
So Giles Martin, the son of legendary Beatles producer George Martin, has been making quite a name for himself in the music industry, remastering all of his old Beatles albums. And he's just released his new cleaned up, remixed, enhanced, and expanded version of the Beatles' self-titled double album, The White Album, from 1968. And Ringo Starr has been praising Giles for making his drumming more clear in the new mixes, especially on that 13-minute long version of Helter Skelter. Seriously, how high were they when they did that? Anyway, this is something I didn't know. Ringo said that a lot of the White Album was performed in a very small studio, something like a 20 by 20 foot room. We're talking small, not the real big room they were used to using at the recording studio, and that changed the sound of the band for the White Album. Ringo has also just completed a new photo book, Another Day in the Life, and he's announced tour dates for his latest all-star band tour this summer.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.